It is one of the most secretive places in America, a federal court of 11 judges with the power to allow government to conduct electronic surveillance on you. Its work unseen by the public for decades until this classified order revealed last month by self-confessed NSA leaker Edward Snowden. It shows the mission of the intelligence community has morphed, giving them more data collecting authority, all with the blessing of this court.
The laws have been secretly interpreted in a way that now allows the government to monitor the communications of all of us. There's a dragnet of surveillance now in place. It appears to be acting as a rubber stamp.
The judges rotate, serving 1 week at a time, appointed exclusively by this man, Chief Justice John Roberts, who at his confirmation hearing expressed initial reservations to the idea.
It's not what we usually think of when we think of a court. We think of a place where we can go, we can watch, the lawyers argue, and it's subject to the glare of publicity.
But the Federal Intelligence Surveillance Court is anything but public. It's here somewhere inside this sprawling federal court complex off of Constitution Avenue in Washington, D.C. That's right, this is a court so secret, we don't even know exactly where it convenes inside the building. And how does it work? It was designed to allow government surveillance on individuals who pose national security concerns before bad things happen.
And so the need for secrecy is to make sure that the spy isn't alerted to the fact that you are now watching whatever he or she is doing.
The question now is whether this court post 9/11 is protecting the privacy of Americans.
It's the fact that there's secret law and a secret body of law that makes it probably the most vexing and the most unusual.
Only the Justice Department goes before the court for permission to conduct surveillance. Third parties don't get heard directly unless they go through, you guessed it, the Justice Department.
It's a very strange process where an individual or an organization that wants to interact with a court needs to go through their adversary who acts as a gatekeeper to that court.
Even a judge who sat on the FISA court worries it may possess too much unchecked authority.
The FISA process is ex parte, which means it's one-sided, and that's not a good thing.
Some in Congress say the process needs to change, but so far no one's come up with the right way to balance national secrecy and public scrutiny. For Out Front, Joe John, CNN, Washington.